Finding that special someone can be a daunting proposition, and many singles in Japan are no longer willing to leave it to chance. They're investing time and money in something called marriage hunting. It's a little like a cross between speed dating and a job interview. It's become so popular in Japan that the government is getting in on the act. Akiko Fujita recently dropped in on a marriage hunting event and sent this report.
It's Tuesday night in Tokyo's ritzy Ginza district. 4 dozen men and women file into a room lined with tables for two. Men sit on one side, the women on the other. Both sides have 1 minute to introduce themselves before they have to change seats and move on to the next person. The marriage hunters are armed with personal profile cards that list everything from their work schedule to their hobbies. The couples talk quietly as they study each other's cards like resumes. It almost feels like a job interview, except these men and women aren't here looking for better pay. They're looking for a life partner. This 39-year-old man is too embarrassed to give his name. He says he's been here 4 times now. He keeps coming back because it's tough to meet women anywhere else. Axio Japan, the country's largest matchmaking service, hosts hundreds of parties like this across the country every day. Spokeswoman Fumiko Nishizawa says people pay up to $75 for a chance to find that special someone. Nishizawa says the term matchmaking party used to have a stigma attached, but that all changed last year with a book called Marriage Hunting Era. In that book, co-author Toko Shirakawa coined the term konkatsu, a play on the Japanese words for marriage and action. She wrote that singles had to work harder for true love, and if marriage was the goal, then waiting for the right person to come along wasn't enough.
In Japan, it's considered an embarrassment to search aggressively for a spouse, so many singles were secretly joining matchmaking services. People already knew how much work it took to get married. Our book simply shed light on a system that helped them search.
Shirakawa encourages readers to treat the marriage hunt like a job hunt. Perfect the resume, dress appropriately, follow up with a polite email. Some companies even host seminars to prepare people for the matchmaking event. The term konkatsu has become so popular, there's even a TV drama named after it. All this talk of marriage comes at a critical time for Japan. The country's birth rate has been declining for more than 3 decades now. The government says one reason is that the percentage of men and women who remain single into their late 30s has tripled since the 1980s. Shirakawa says changes to the country's corporate structure are partly to blame. Companies used to guarantee men lifetime employment. They looked after every aspect of their workers' lives. They housed them in dorms, fed them in cafeterias, and even hired single eligible women to work in the offices.
Naturally, those women married men they worked with. In those days, women who got married were forced to resign. So throughout the 1970s and 80s, women didn't have to make an effort to get married. They had a system in place to help them.
That system may be gone, but the desire to marry remains. A government survey suggests 90% of Japanese singles want to get married. So the government is joining in on the marriage hunt. Shirakawa says many Japanese cities have started their own matchmaking services. Back in Ginza, singles wrap up their two-hour event by writing down the names of their top 3 choices. If a man and woman choose each other, the host introduces them to the group as a new couple. The 39-year-old man doesn't find his match on this night. He tells me he's had some limited success at previous events. He's followed up with dates, but the relationships didn't work out. He says his work schedule always seems to get in the way. For The World, I'm Akiko Fujita in Tokyo.